Peaks and Primordial Black Holes, The Effect of Non-Gaussianity, by Sam Young. In light of recent developments in the field, we re-evaluate the effect of local-type non-Gaussianity on the primordial black hole, PBH, abundance, and consequently, upon constraints on the primordial power spectrum arising from PBHs. We apply Peake's theory to the full, nonlinear compaction, finding that, whilst the effect of non-Gaussianity is qualitatively similar to previous findings, the effect is much less significant. It is found the non-Gaussianity parameters FNL caret local and GNL caret local typically need to be approximately 1 or 2 orders of magnitude larger respectively to have a similar to that previously found. The effect will be to weaken the dependence of PBH constraints on the primordial power spectrum on the non-Gaussianity parameters, as well as to dramatically weaken constraints on the non-Gaussianity parameters, and or PBH abundance, arising from the non-observation of dark matter isocurvature modes. We also consider the correlation between the curvature perturbation zeta and the compaction C, finding that, whilst PBHs may form at rare peaks in C, these do not necessarily correspond to rare peaks in zeta, casting some doubt on many of the existing calculations of the PBH abundance. This was Peaks and Primordial Black Holes, The Effect of Non-Gaussianity, by Sam Young.